are still family. You know, it's hard enough watching those images out of Haiti, but throw kids into the picture, and they inevitably see this. What do you tell your kids? You have younger kids.
Well, I have two 11-year-olds, two 8-year-olds, and an infant who's not paying much attention. But I tell you, my kids, what they focus on is the idea that you could be going on in your life, and then, boom, something happens and your house falls on you. That's the thing that's so tough for them.
Yeah, so it's tough. How much do you sugarcoat it? Yolanda Gault-Cavaness, our family contributor, has done some research on this topic. She's here to share some tips with us. And also joining us, David DeRozier, is a 17-year-old volunteer with a Haitian charity, Third World Upper. He'll explain how getting involved has helped him cope with what's going on. But Yolanda, let's begin with you. It's finding the line between too much information and being, you know, just a little too saccharine, because kids can read right through that.
Oh, they've got huge BS detectors. So my advice is don't sugarcoat it at all, because they will see right through it. It's very tough as a parent. You know, you mentioned the images. They're startling to us. And so you feel like as a mom, as a dad, you're supposed to protect them, but this is a tough road. You can't really protect them from what goes on in the world. So my first thing is, you know your kid better than any expert. Figure out where they are emotionally and meet them right there. If they're talking about the devastation, say, you know what, yeah, it is. It's awful.
You bring up an interesting point. If they're talking about the devastation, if they're not talking, you still should probably bring it up, because a kid won't bring it up, right?
Older kids, it's hard. I mean, yeah. My kids are about the same age, actually. It's funny. 11, 9, and then a 2-year-old. And the 11-year-old won't say much. She will kind of, I think she's internalizing it. She's not going to blurt out like the other one will. Oh my God, mommy, what will do? And you have to coax it out of them. And sometimes I think what I try to do is I say, you know, empathize. I'm like you. Sometimes when things are really rough, I kind of shut down too. Are you feeling this? Are you feeling that? Because you want to try to get them to talk about it. They need to get it out.
And different ages, you pass through. I remember when my kids were 5, death and sudden death was really a huge issue.
Yeah.
Then they get a little older. They pass out. My 11-year-olds are much more interested in the help idea.
Mm-hmm.
The help idea. Yeah, because I think this is a great notion. I'll tell you what, let's bring in David DeRozier now, who is one of those kids who has is found this empowering. He's working with a Haitian charity called Third World Uprising. David, good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here.
All right, tell us a little bit. Why did you chip in, and how is this helping you out?
Well, basically, I can't say it's helping me out at all. I'm a Haitian myself. And I feel that our Haitian community, we're all Americans here. There are humans out there. All people understand that everybody's a human. People have been explaining to me that, oh, I'm too young for this, I'm too young for that. You must understand, there's people younger than me that's out there getting killed. I have a niece and a nephew. They're 5 and 8. They're out there. My house actually in Haiti is not completely broken down, but everybody's at the church. It's just a very... It traumatized me hearing all this. When my house got the call, they was explaining to us how it was happening. They actually called during the time it was happening. It was like, they explained.
David, you're 17. I have a 17-year-old son as well. What can you do from here to help out?
Well, basically, my first move was contacting my school. My second move was contacting my community centers. My third move was just contacting everybody else who was older than me, because me, I'm just exactly like you said, I'm just 17. If you could get somebody older that can help you, it'll definitely make people see it as a bigger idea. Once you have older people behind you, more people will come behind you.
Thank you, Yolanda. That's a key point, isn't it? That's empowering.
I have to commend him for what he's doing.
Give him credit for that.
Exactly. It's unreal. And you know what, though? I mean, I know that his devastation, it's not focused on what he's doing, but that is healing in some way. It takes some actionable step to do something. And you can encourage your kids no matter how old they are. He says he's only 17, which is amazing. But even a 2 or 3-year-old can go online with you and can go on to the Red Cross site or can go on to, Architecture for Humanity and donate and see what they can do, can help raise, the brownies can help raise money with clothing drives.
Kids
are
little problem solvers. They love to
see
the problem and see the
solution. They love that. It makes them feel so good. And lean on your faith and just keep talking to them and keep reassuring them. Hugs, extra kisses, spending time with them. That kind of stuff is really what's going to go the long way.
David, I'm curious. You talk about how you've sort of leaned on adults to help you out. What about your peers, fellow teens? What are they doing?
Well, basically, they hear what I'm doing, and they ask, how can they get involved, David? What can I do, et cetera, et cetera. I tell them, if you can donate clothes, money, etc. I'm going to Haiti myself, so I'm going directly to Haiti. So I'm going from Dominican Republic to Haiti. Therefore, whatever I can bring with me, I will bring with me, and I will help the Haitian people.
When are you going?
I'm supposed to be going this Sunday or the Sunday after that.
All right. We wish you well down there. Please be safe and keep up the good work. David Desrosiers and Yolanda Gault-Gavines, thank you very much. Good stuff. Good takeaway for families, for
kids,
parents
taking
and
power.
Kids. Yeah.
That's good
yeah.
for
them.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.